With the characters he created over the course of six decades, the Grinch, the Cat in the Hat, the Lorax, Horton the Elephant, Theodore Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss, became one of the world's best-loved children's authors and illustrators.
These were stories that Dr. Seuss published during the 1950s in magazines. And when the new magazines came in, people threw out the old issues, of course. And as a consequence, these stories were largely forgotten. I came across them around the late 1990s. I wasn't the only person looking at them and saying, these are great Seuss stories. Why is no one reading these?
And these stories are from the 1950s. Do they work in the 21st century?
Here we are more than 75 years later still reading him. There has to be a reason. There's a reason why, Charles Dodgson or Lewis Carroll is still read. It's not that his things were only relevant in the 1800s. There's something about what he writes about that is still relevant today. And, you know, in amongst Ted Geisel's books, you have things about ecology, you have things about nuclear consumerism. There are a lot of things that are still very relevant today. And in these, I don't think something like how important the imagination is something that will ever go out of style, fortunately. That's one of the things I think is great that he does, teaching children that they don't need to be bored. As long as they have a brain, they have an imagination, they can amuse themselves. And also a message of tolerance. Those kinds of things don't really have a time period, I don't think.
The virus has already killed thousands in several countries. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa is now seen as a major emergency, a crisis which is not being contained and is, in fact, as the World Health Organization warned yesterday, spreading exponentially in Liberia. Today, there's been a joint statement by 11 chief executives of major companies with investments and interests in the affected countries. Among those firms is Golden Verolium Liberia.
We are an active investor in Liberia, and a group of concerned investors in the region got together to try to figure out how best we can respond as an investor group to the outbreak and how best we can coordinate our efforts and those of governments as well as donor and implementing organizations. So this was an initiative organized by that group, and we're happy to be part of it.